My hips don't lie, and they say, you're old and broken down. They hurt real bad right now. Real bad.
Welcome to the New Wagon Fitness Football Podcast. We're coming at you like the coronavirus, hot, spicy, and a little overrated.
Demonetized.
Here we come, boys. Here we come. Don't mind the freaking elephant running through the room because my son thinks if he goes faster, you can't hear him.
That's a fact.
That's true. That's awesome.
The faster you go, the quieter you are. I don't know where that came from,
buddy.
Okay.
How you doing, Eric? I'm good, other than my my hips are on fire right now because I'm an old man and my back hurts.
Let me tell you something about hips. I was walking at work and I just was turning a corner and my hip shot a pain up and I almost went down. Luckily, there was nobody else around, but I was like, I looked like House, like just rubbing my leg. Like I was walking, I was like,
I got that reference.
Dr. House, yeah.
I'm the old leg. I love it.
I had the Viking. What?
Damn shame. Damn shame.
How you doing, Josh? How you doing?
Good. First of all, I just want to say I appreciate you boys. We're in three different time zones. We're keeping it together pretty consistently.
And the coronavirus is coming for you hot and heavy, because if I know anything about you, Josh, it's your family is a magnet to diseases.
Yeah, yeah. Not excited, bud. But it's coming. It's coming.
Load up on the vitamin C, drink all the orange juice you got you can hold.
No. Be careful what juice you get, because a lot of the concentrate comes from China.
That's fine.
Check your juice
label. Vitamin C. And if you're really worried, you can be like the dad from Big Fat Greek Wedding. Just get some Windex. Cures everything.
Yeah. Wash your hands. Soap and water.
You can't even buy that stuff, though. Sanitizer's out. Clorox wipes are out. Bleach is out.
Sanitizer. All that stuff's trash. Just wash your hands. You'll be fine.
Okay, well, before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and talk about FSA, boys.
Do it.
Check out FSA-FR.com. If you go down, if you're on your mobile app on the phone, you go all the way down towards the bottom, and there is a big Join Today logo that says Become a Member. And if you're on your desktop, Brad, it's to the right, correct?
Correct, sir.
Bottom right.
Okay, so Brad has already signed up for a season-long membership and Dynasty. So he'll be in the redraft. Apparently, you're going to get this for your shirt and your hat size. So I don't know if Brian's going to be sending some swag, but if he is, that is news to me.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, Brian. Now, if you're a rookie member, it's $65. If you are a legacy member, which means you played before, it's only $50 because Brian doesn't have to design your logo now.
And if you want to redo your logo, he has a like a dynasty, like a legacy member, but a remake your logo again. I think it's like $55.
Yeah, the new sign up form is so much better than it was last year. Not to knock it, but we talked about this. He made improvements. I mean, Brian listens to the people. I love him. Go check it out. FSA-FR.com. And the rules for Dynasty are unique. They're not like anything that I've ever done before. There's going to be a bonsai draft, which, yeah, you guys got to talk to him. Hit him up. FSA-FR.com. Check it out. Love you, bud, and we will talk about it a little more next week.
Yep. Super I just flex. Signed up like 10 minutes ago. It took me like 2 minutes.
Yeah, what's
tight end premium? And Dynasty Leagues, hold on, I got to say this. Dynasty Leagues are based off a former professional team, a team that went under. And if you guys are out there, you Northern Kentucky River Monster fans, already taken. Sorry.
I don't know that was a hot commodity, but I'm glad you grabbed it.
It's a great logo. It really is.
Oh, Eric, what are you going to – you're going to pick something from Philly or
– Well, he's not. I don't
know.
He's doing
regular. I'm doing redraft. Yeah, I'm not doing another Dynasty League. We've talked about this. I don't need to be in any more Dynasty Leagues. I don't want to be in the ones I'm already in. So
I think I'm going to go with the Birmingham Bolts from the old XFL.
See, that's why I didn't go old XFL, because XFL is hot right now, so a lot of people are going to go with that. So I was like, stay away from there. Let's find some of these obscure things. Now, if you look at that link I sent you, Josh, go in there. There's a lot of Birmingham had a lot of teams. There's a lot of teams in Alabama that just didn't quite make it.
They don't.
I can't imagine why.
They don't have a big history. Well, it's because, you know, no one likes them.
Because they're a college football state. They're not a pro football state.
Our college football is pro football. So.
Bye, Mom.
Yeah, they wouldn't beat anybody in the pros, including the Dolphins. So calm, everybody calm down there, SEC. Everybody calm down.
FCC. But yeah, FSA, really good, great. And so what do you, so Josh, you got some news out there you want to talk about?
Well, there's a lot of news there, Dick. So basically the first thing that happened is, no, I meant like your name, not.
Try Bob. Just try Bob. It works way better.
Okay, man. It's not offensive. Richard. Got it. Or Richard. You could at least.
Okay, so there's a little bit of news out there. The New Orleans Saints decided to waste a first-round tender on Taysom Hill, the 29-year-old quarterback who's only completed 6 passes.
But what this tells me, what this tells me, though, and I don't like this, but it tells me is they have an inkling that if they had to put a second-round tender, somebody might have given up a second-round pick for him, i.e., the New England Patriots.
No. He doesn't. Taysom Hill, he's very athletic, but if there was anything that I saw from the like 5 passes he threw last year, he does not have an arm. He's throwing ducks out there, so.
You don't need one in the Patriots offense.
I remember people saying that about Lamar Jackson as well. And that seemed to work out.
Lamar Jackson's got a pretty good arm, and he's much younger than
Taysom. But his rookie year, everybody's like, well, he's not a good passer. He'll never be great because he's not a good passer. And I think he's okay, guys. He's okay.
He's all right.
He did all right.
You know, well, Taysom Hill is not going to be all right. He can't even stay healthy. He's not really relevant. Now, the Raiders are reportedly interested in bringing in Marcus Mariota. We're assuming they're going to do this to push Derek Carr. I don't know what you would really get out of that. It's interesting because I was looking up the numbers, and Derek Carr's passer rating since he's become the starter has been 28th in the NFL. The quarterbacks that were before him, including Jamarcus Russell, all of them combined, it was Jamarcus Russell, Carson Palmer, a couple other guys you've never heard of. Their passer rating was also 28. So Derek Carr.
Hey,
is,
now, don't forget about Terrell Pryor, okay?
28th. So he's got you get caught up in the Terrell Pryor. He's not good.
There's also some other weird news floating out there. Have you guys heard this rumor? That the San Francisco 49ers are looking at possibly bringing in Tom Brady and trading away and getting rid of Jimmy G.
Last I heard, the Raiders were going to offer him a 2-year, $60 million contract.
This is complete speculation, but there's been like rumors, and they come from somewhere. Like people don't just make this stuff up, you know. And they're not saying that like they're going to trade Jimmy G back to New England, but that they're going to bring him in because he's from the area. Like that's where Tom Brady's from. He grew up a San Francisco 49ers fan. So I can see why people might draw these conclusions. You know, what's that? The Kaiju movie where the crazy dude from, Always Sunny's just staring.
That's Pacific Rim, dude.
There we go. You know what I'm talking
Love
about.
Love that movie. Great movie. Not the second one. John Boyega. Sorry, but not good.
What if they do the sign and trade kind of deal like the NBA where they sign him or they tag him and trade him for Jimmy G? Now, who is the winner of those trades?
So the problem is when you tag somebody, I don't believe you can trade them. And you sign and trade doesn't really work in the NFL because it doesn't give you the cap breaks that it does in the NBA. And that's why it works in the NBA. It's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo, boys, and we don't get paid for that.
Sure don't.
I'm just sick of the Tom Brady rumors. I think he's going to end up back with New England. If he ends up anywhere else, it's not going to matter.
All right, I want to play a little quick what if with Tom Brady, though, okay? Let's just
Fine.
Play. Teams, as they ended the season last year, Tom Brady goes to different teams. Does it change anything around there? Because I was thinking about this. You know, like, okay, if he goes back to the Patriots, we all like Julian Edelman PPR again, right? James White PPR stays about the same as it was last year. We hope that maybe these young receivers can bust up. But, okay, he goes to the 49ers. Debo Samuel, does it up, down, stay the same for him?
No, I think it goes down for him, actually.
Goes down? Okay. Eric?
Yeah, I think Manny Sanders would be the one to benefit from Brady in San Francisco because he runs out of the slot most of the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So. Antonio Brown looked really good in that one game. I know it was Miami, but.
Yeah. And Kittle would super benefit. Yeah. He's Kittle like, would be. I have a Gronk again? Great. Yeah. Let's do this.
It'll be amazing. The running back situation there with, you know, the pass catching guys out of there, that would look really good too.
Oh, he would. Brady would kill to have that running game.
Yeah.
He would love that.
And the dump downs and stuff like that. All right. So he goes, let's say he goes to Oakland because that's another place he's been rumored to go to. Oakland.
He wouldn't like that situation.
What I want to know, though, is if he goes to Oakland, Darren Waller, who we already like a lot, we're going to like a lot more, right? Because of tight end, because Brady tight
end. Sure, Gronk light.
Whatever.
Yep.
Because of the cocaine, yes.
What about Hunter Renfrow, though? If there's a guy that draws parallels to Julian Edelman in the NFL right now.
Nah. Are you talking about the lack of pigment in his skin? Is that what you mean?
Yep, 100%.
He's not.
That's how he draws comparison to Julian Edelman.
Okay, they're also not like huge dudes. They're not super fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of. They just Hunter run Renfrow. Good. They run really good routes. That's what it is, right? Hunter Renfrow's in the league because he runs really good routes.
He's more quick than fast.
Hunter Renfrow's not exactly the scrappy gym rat that I would describe Julian Edelman as.
But Julian Edelman's first 2 years in the league, was he anything? He was a backup quarterback when he got drafted, and he moved converted wide receiver. It took him like 2 or 3 years before he became the Julian Edelman in PPR that we all know and love.
Yeah, I was just making the league joke because it's funny.
I know. But what I'm getting at is
he could be that guy, sure.
Because he showed a little bit of flashes. He had a lot of red zone targets last year and stuff like that. So
I'm trying to think of the other receivers ahead of him on that team, though. So you got
would that completely kill Josh Jacobs, though? Because they're already not throwing him the ball. And he sucks and pass protection.
They gave Jalen Richard a 2-year, $7 million deal, too.
And he sucks. And they don't like him in pass protection. So therefore, Tom Brady, who Tom Curran said he's still elusive in the pocket as he's always been, but I don't really see that.
Said Tom Brady's elusive in the pocket?
Said he's still.
As he's always been.
As he's always been.
Sure. He's been a mummy his entire career. Yeah.
Well, I mean, compared to Manning, he was great. Compared to Manning, he was better.
Right. Peyton Manning runs the same 40 times as Patrick Mahomes. So let's just.
Yeah. Because Pat Mahomes didn't run as fast as he actually could.
But there's quick and there's fast, boys. There's quick and there's fast.
That's true.
And Tyreek Hill is all the above.
He is certainly all the above. Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the team that I would like to see get him, if we're just playing hypotheticals here.
Yeah, we're playing the what if game. You know,
I would honestly love to see the Dallas Cowboys get him.
Oh, please don't say that.
I say that because he can do the one thing that Dak Prescott cannot, and that's win in the playoffs.
Is that Dak or is that the coaching?
No, that's Dak. Dak doesn't have the clutch gene, man. Sorry, he doesn't.
So, yeah, I would agree that Dak never does. He never comes up big in a big game. He really doesn't. But Brady would also suffer from the vanilla crap offense that they run there, which is not going to change because Kellen Moore is still calling the plays next year. And I know Mike McCarthy was away from the game for a year, and he studied everything, and he's like, he's going to revamp everything. Bullshit. He's going to run an offense just like he did in Green Bay, and he's going to make Dak have to improvise just like Rodgers did probably, and it's going to be not good. So Brady would not be good there.
Yeah, he studied moon pies is what he studied.
Brady would benefit in terms of the running game with Zeke. That offensive line is very good when healthy, and he'd have three pretty decent receivers if Amari stays.
Brady can afford Amari.
Right.
And he's an alpha. Brady's not going to sit there and be like, oh, that's what you want to run, this vanilla? Okay, yeah, we'll do that. No, Brady's playing to win, dude. I'm sorry. He's basically like how Peyton Manning was the last few years. He was the offensive coordinator. And if Brady gets out from underneath the Belichick umbrella, he's going to do whatever he wants.
Probably.
I fully believe it.
He'll do whatever it takes to win, to not tarnish his legacy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think is going to be the thing. If he goes somewhere, he's going to be like, I don't want him to say I was just a system of New England and Bill Belichick. So
if he went anywhere, I'd like to see him in LA. I'd like to see him as a Charger.
What about the biggest news out there on the possible trading block? ESPN went out and they're going to give Peyton Manning all this money to do Monday Night Football, and they're trying to trade for Al Michaels. I don't know how you trade for broadcasters. I've heard of people's teams trading for coaches, but they're trying to get Al Michaels from NBC to pair him up with Peyton Manning, put him in the booth for Monday Night Football.
No. There's no way. They'll get Al Michaels. Not a chance.
Well, you know that Al Michaels was traded to NBC originally, right?
Yeah. Well, because he was the Monday Night Football guy. He was Monday Night Football forever. And then when ESPN got out, they're like, we don't need you, Al.
Yeah, you which was dumb, Madden. But yeah. Well, that was Pat Summerall, but.
Well, no, Allen Madden started doing the Sunday night when it started up.
Yeah, they were good. I like that. I like them together. There's no way NBC gives him up. He's their best announcer. There's no way they give him up. That'd be crazy. Who would you put in the booth with Collinsworth then?
I don't know.
So do you guys know what Al Michaels got traded for the first time?
No.
No, but you do.
You know I do.
It Tell was by that grin on your face.
It was a cartoon rabbit. They traded for the rights to a cartoon rabbit named Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Yes, that's what it was.
Was this back in like the 60s or something?
No, this was when ESPN bought 95? It out. Like 2000 and something.
2005. Yeah, it was like 2005, yeah.
Yeah, I was in college. I remember it. I remember ESPN getting it when I was in college.
I mean, I was in college then, but I don't remember. So.
Yeah,
don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, you traded one of the best broadcasters of all time for Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Yeah, well, ESPN didn't need it. That's some other ship. They do what they want.
They need to get rid of Booger because he's terrible.
No, Booger's not bad. Come on.
No, he's bad.
He would be great in a good three-man booth. Like, if you had Al Michaels, like, you remember the good Monday Night Football days? You had one just crazy person out there. You had Al Michaels holding it down and just keeping it legit and keeping it straight. And then you had, you know, the guy that knew football. But you had the one crazy, even like, was it Dennis Miller that one year?
I thought Dennis Miller was all right.
I like Dennis Miller too.
But because
did I have to look up some of the jokes? Yes. No. I had to look up information on some of the jokes. But once I did, they were hilarious.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it was him, it was Al Michaels, and I can't remember the, you know, ex-football player. I think it was it still Griffin out there? Kathy Lee's old husband?
Theismann? Was it Theismann?
Maybe it was Theismann. That's what it was. It was Theismann, yeah. When you had Theismann to keep it like football, you had Al Michaels just to keep it control, like just playing ringmaster for the circus. And that's the problem is they don't have a ringmaster. When Booger starts rambling and bambling, you don't have somebody to like to control him. Like John Madden used to ramble and bamble. Pat Summerall coming there like, yeah, okay, Booger, let's go to commercial break.
There's several things wrong with Booger. First of all, his name is Booger. The second problem is that he comes in there with takes like, well, if they don't score more points than the other team, they will lose the game.
John Madden made a career saying that, though. John Madden literally made – he put that in games. Literally, you'd play the game like, well, you're scoring more points than the other. Like, it would say that.
But play the game to win. Tough acting's inactive, so let's just calm down.
Yeah.
Let's just calm down.
Man, if Herm Edwards gets fired again, I'd love to see Herm Edwards on there.
That's what I don't understand. Why are we paying Peyton Manning $20 million for something he's never even done?
How do
we even know he'd be good at it?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, they should let him do 1 year and then pay him like they did Romo.
Can I tell you why all these people are throwing all this money at them? I heard some stories on why, like, Romo got the big deal and why. So the TV rights are getting ready to get renegotiated in 2 years. And all these people have to say, like CBS has to be like, look, we may not be, because Amazon is going to make a shoot for it. Netflix, Hulu, all these big, you know, internet companies are trying to make shots to get football and stuff. So CBS finally, okay, we might not have the pool that all these, we might not be in every room now because nobody has, you know, basic cable anymore. Everybody has streaming services and stuff like that. They have to say, but we have Tony Romo, who you guys love hearing and people love talking about on the internet. And that, oh, people love Peyton Manning. Man, those nationwide commercials, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. They're going out and getting these big name people. So when they're renegotiating with the NFL, they have those ties.
I mean, that's fair, but is it really going to be that big of a factor? Because if Amazon comes in and they're like, yeah, here's $10 billion for the next 10 years.
Okay.
For the exclusive rights to stream all of your games. And 100%. They're like, well, shit.
It'd be a crap load of money. But is the product going to be bad because the announcers they have are not good? Because CBS will be like, we're not releasing Tony Romo. We'll have him do golf. I don't care. He'll do the Masters.
I mean, Bezos could buy CBS, but it's fine.
But yeah, it's just what it is. It's another tactic for the negotiation table.
That's smart. I didn't even think about that. It is a good point. And he's good on Manning's good on Peyton's Places or whatever it is on ESPN Plus. Apparently, he's really good on there too.
He was good on Saturday Night Live. Like
he was really good on Saturday Night Live. I like that.
Yeah. So like he's a you know, he's a relatively quick-witted, smart, funny guy.
Sure.
So.
And if he's smart, he watches a little tape of Romo in the booth, and he's like, okay, this is what the people want to hear, and I'll tell them what they want to hear.
So. He just needs a good guy beside him, and I think that's why they want Michaels, because I think Manning said, I'll do it, but I want a legit name beside me that can steer the game. You know, because you need the good play-by-play guy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you're gonna get somebody like that though.
Because Romo is really great because he has Nance. Like he can say whatever he wants, and Nance keeps him on track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I said, that's the. But Romo
also doesn't say like crazy outlandish stuff. He's usually just telling you what's gonna happen before it happens.
No, because but he Nance knows also. Play. But Nance keeps him from going too in depth. Remember Witten? We hated him because he started going really crazy in depth. And then you had Tessitore talking about, hey, man, we should go watch an F1 race. Like, dude, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right, Josh, let's get into some fantasy football questions. Let's steer this back.
Are you, you more news? Excuse me. Eckler. We haven't even talked about Eckler.
Oh, that's right. Austin Eckler got a deal. Oh, who cares? I'm just kidding.
Well, he's got a four-year deal for $24.5 million. 15 guaranteed, which means he is going to be the running back for the Chargers. Melvin Gordon clearly will be out.
Oh, no, no, no. The words out of the combine from those coaches are that they want two guys.
Yeah, they want another guy, but it'll be like a fourth guy, round guy, fifth round guy. It won't be. Or they'll keep Justin Jackson over there doing stupid
stuff. They're going to keep Justin Jackson, I believe. They like him. Maybe. He just had some injury concerns. But I still do see them possibly. They're not going to take one of the top backs, so I'm agree with Josh. It'll be a third round guy, maybe a fourth round guy.
I think they'll try to keep Gordon.
They're going to go quarterback. They're going to probably try to shore up that offensive line a little more.
They definitely need to shore up the offensive line for sure.
So they got some holes. The defense looks good, but, you know, young defensive players, you eventually got to pay them.
Yeah. Yeah, that defensive line, their front seven is going to get paid here pretty soon.
So.
Yeah, okay. So the Chargers sent their offensive guard, Trey Turner, to the Panthers for the left tackle Russell Okung, which no one really cares about.
You got that backwards. Okung whatever. Was
a Chargers. Yeah. Potato, tomato. Panthers acquired him so they can hold on to some more salary. They're getting ready to tank for Trevor. That's what I'm thinking. Keep him on the East Coast. There's not really a lot of news that's been going on. Obviously, the combine happened, but I don't like to overreact about the combine too much.
Free agencies opens up in 2 weeks, so there can't be a lot of things going on.
March 18th, I think, is free agency.
Yeah.
So going back to Tom Brady, I forgot to mention this. Him and Mike Vrabel were FaceTiming at another sporting event, and like people caught it on camera. And people were wondering if the Patriots are going to like do tampering charges.
Brady's not going anywhere, man.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about some dynasty stuff because that's really all we can talk about right now in the offseason. So we got some questions.
All right, Eric, we'll see you later. Have a great day.
Brad, do you have the little guys ready?
Oh, little guys? Actually, I don't know. Yeah.
It's the little guys helping the little guys because the big guys don't have time for the little guys segment.
All right, well, we got some little guys' questions here. Josh, you want to fire them out there?
Yeah, okay. So if you are in a super flex dynasty league and you have the 101, who are you taking? Remember, this is super flex. So you're going Burrow as opposed to DeAndre Swift to why Joe Burrow? Explain yourself.
Okay, so super flex, you want to start two quarterbacks. It's prime to start two quarterbacks. NFL league might go to 17 games. We're talking two bye weeks. Now, instead of carrying three quarterbacks, you need to carry possibly four because if you're in dynasty, you can't just revamp and be like, okay, I can play my bye weeks. If you end up with quarterbacks that have multiple bye weeks at the same time, you're going to need to carry 4 to 5 quarterbacks. This is something to think about with the new collective bargaining agreement, talking about 17 games and two bye weeks. So Joe Burrow, who may or may not want to go to Cincinnati, but he's going there. And let's be honest, Cincinnati, if you look at it on paper, if they can shore up that offensive line just a little bit and A.J. Green comes back half of what A.J. Green was with Tyler Boyd and Joe Mixon, that's not bad weapons.
Okay.
And unless he pulls a
– he You got to launch it.
Unless Joe pulls a Eli Manning and tries to get out of not going to Cincinnati. But what's the scoring for? Is it four points for a passing touchdown? Do we know?
Doesn't matter. This is a general question. This is
okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, I would say Burrow is the guy you have to go with there for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Without any other details.
Yeah, I think right now we don't know landing spots for players and things like that. But and Joe Burrow is obviously good. But I think I'm intrigued to see what happens with Tua.
Now, there have been a couple drafts where this wouldn't be the same, like the Saquon Barkley year, the Zeke year, guys like that. You know, that was a lot different. But we don't have one of those. Like, as good as Swift is, you know, like there were games where I'm like, is he the best? You know, if I have any question on who the best running back or the best wide receiver is, if there's any doubt, like between some guys. If Tua was healthy, that would change some stuff too if he played a full season. But his injury concerns, I can't put Tua up there.
No, Herbert's unproven too. I mean, he had a pretty good year this past year, and he looked good at the combine. But we really don't know with him yet. Okay. Burrow was just so dominant.
Right. That's good. That's good. All right. Now with Austin Eckler, speaking of Austin Eckler, in a dynasty league, with him obviously going to be the lead back, what would you trade for Austin Eckler? Would you give up a first rounder, a second rounder? Would you give up, you know, what kind of pieces would you move?
Okay, this all depends on where you're at. Are you a championship contending team? Are you middle of the road? Or are you a guy that's team didn't even make the playoffs last year? Like that all depends on what I'm going to give up for him. Because if I'm a team that's a couple years away, I'm not giving up anything because I can't guarantee these undrafted running backs, they do great. We've had good undrafted running backs, but they don't last forever. Like look in the past, you know, like Priest Holmes, right? Undrafted guy, burned bright for a couple years and then was just done.
They did run him into the ground, though.
They ran him in the ground, and Austin Eckler could get a similar treatment, especially if we get a rookie running back there.
He'll could, be great. And his efficiency when he had Melvin Gordon was way better. I think it was like 5 yards a carry versus like 3-something a carry when Gordon wasn't there. So depending on how that running back situation shakes out, now, if I'm a middle-of-the-pack team, I might give up like a late second or a third for him, but I wouldn't go any higher than that.
And then I wonder if Rivers is gone, how well he's used. With a rookie quarterback who
is Josh Herbert, difference.
Or Justin Herbert, who's said to go there. His biggest knock is short yardage accuracy. Well, I don't know how I feel about my running back with an inaccurate short yardage quarterback.
Right. Well, when the Panthers dump Newton to get Trevor, it's possible. And, you know, he loved to throw to Christian McCaffrey, so just think about that. Just saying,
but that was new too. Like that wasn't something he had done in his career before.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a shoulder anymore. Yeah.
But if I'm a team that's shooting for the playoffs and thinks I can win next year, and I'm like, let's say I got pick 112, I might give up 112 for it.
Okay.
This one will be to Eric FF Baller 91 says he just got offered a deal that has him torn. It's Dynasty 12 team PPR. He doesn't have a ton of depth. But he wants to know what to choose between. He's got Cortland Sutton, or he can have Adam Thielen and Curtis Samuel. His starting wide receivers right now are Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, and Christian Kirk.
Sutton.
Thielen doesn't help. Just because I don't believe in Thielen. Curtis Samuel is a decent option, but he's a flex at best. Unless something drastic happens this coming year.
You don't know what's going to happen.
So, yeah, I got to go with Sutton because he's the number one guy in Denver for sure. So he's going to see the volume, and that's king. I would go with Sutton.
Okay. Yeah, I think Cortland Sutton for me as well. Cortland Sutton is I really do think that he was already starting to break out a little bit last year, even with the very inconsistent and terrible quarterback play in Denver. And I think
it got shared up to the end, though, when they put – who's the rookie they put out there?
Oh my gosh, I can't.
Drew Lock.
Oh boy, Drew Lock, yeah. It's going to be much better. Now, Brad, this is for you. Addison Hayes wants to know, how do you pronounce syrup? Is it syrup or syrup?
Or skizzer.
Nope. Okay.
Sipping on some scissor.
We'll just move on then.
I say syrup. So
it depends on what kind, how many beers am I?
I think I say syrup. I think I say syrup. Yeah.
Syrup.
Syrup.
That reminds me, I have some Lingling in the fridge. I need to break some of that out.
Yingling?
Oh, it's cans. It's not perfect, but it's about as good.
When you
got to
travel cross country with it, you got to go cans over bottles.
That's true. That's true. But I'd kill for a bottle.
Okay, so which side of this trade do you like? It's a 1 QB. This comes from AceKC10. It's 1 QB half PPR league. You could have Delvin Cook or Odell in the 103.
Oof.
I'll let you know
what
you guys
I know what way Brad's.
You guys know where I'm going.
You're going with OBJ.
Yeah. As soon as you said 103 Dalvin too, Cook, I'm like, oh, I can get me another running back.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook or OBJ in the 103. I'm going with OBJ in the 103 because I could probably get me a maybe a Jonathan Taylor there.
I agree.
Somebody like that. Cam Akers, Swift. Maybe
J.K. Dobbins,
one of those receivers from Alabama. I mean, you get a lot of options there at 103, and
I OBJ like
is probably going to come back and be good next year. Dalvin Cook's injury history is too shaky.
So what I do if I'm in this league? What I do if somebody offered me this trade in the league and I have Dalvin Cook? What I'm going to do before I accept this deal is I am going to reach out to some other teams and say, "Hey, look, this is what I got.
Absolutely,
you want to beat it?" Because you might be able to get a little more from Dalvin Cook. And like you said, Eric, that injury history, he's amazing when healthy. Always been amazing when healthy. The problem is, I have to say when healthy, going back to Florida State years. Very similar to Kerryon Johnson.
Maybe reach out and say, hey, maybe you give me Nuke and 111, 110, something like that.
In all honesty, I know this is – would you rather have Nuke and the 110 – or OBJ in the 103?
Nuke.
Probably Nuke in the 110, yeah.
I'm still taking OBJ in the 103.
You have a man crush on OBJ, though. You
no,
don't think
that.
Yeah, you
that.
Can't,
it's not
you
even
can't
that.
See past it. That's your problem. You're in love. You got your beer goggles on, and you can't see.
Nuke's drops going up, man. Going up.
It's still lower than a lot of other guys in the league. Other than Michael Thomas, I don't know if there's a receiver I want besides Newt. Julio, probably. That's about it.
Julio Jones?
Oh, he's old.
So, OU Fanatic 88 asks, with Michael Gallup's semi-breakout year, in a dynasty PPR, would you rather have Tyler Boyd or Michael Gallup going forward?
I think what really depends on this is the Amari Cooper of it all. Honestly, like if Amari Cooper's – and I don't even know if Amari Cooper leaving makes Gallup better because now you roll the coverage
over. It makes him worse. Yeah, it makes him worse.
You know what I'm saying? Like Dak has been always known, you know, his big thing was he was good with the ball, not turning it over, right? I mean, it's twittered off since he started to throw it a lot more. It's dwindled down a little bit, but that's just going to be the nature of the beast when you're throwing the ball more times. But Michael Gallup gets open – I like it. We were worried about the same thing with Tyler Boyd, but Tyler Boyd kind of showed that he can do it without AJ Green. I think I'd want Tyler Boyd. I don't know.
I think I want to take that horse for a ride and gallop, baby.
I think I want Tyler Boyd.
If Cooper's still there, I think you can expect the same production from Gallup, or roughly the same production from Gallup. If Burrow is in Cincinnati and he's happy with the situation, then I would go with Tyler Boyd because I think he's a better – he's probably a better talent. So, Burrow will probably be a better QB than Dak. So.
Don't like that.
Turn that $33 million down again, though, bud. See how that works out for you.
You get franchise tagged.
Cool. Tag him. Let
it
that offensive line go.
For Kirk Cousins, I'm just saying.
Yeah. It did, actually.
It did. He got paid twice.
Three times. A lady.
And then he got a fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do one more. James Shoemaker asks, who do you pick in a Superflex startup? He gives us four choices here. Mike Evans, DJ Moore, Joe Mixon, or Josh Jacobs.
None of them are quarterbacks? Interesting.
Superflex startup, Mike Evans, DJ Moore, Joe Mixon, or Josh Jacobs.
I'm thinking for me, DJ Moore.
For me, I have my own. You're thinking DJ Moore. What do you got, Eric?
I like Josh Jacobs in that situation.
Jacobs in a super flex start. So for me, I think I got to go Mike Evans.
With the current quarterback situation there?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Mike Evans. I like his potential more than the two running backs. I mean, Joe Mixon, I understand he's still pretty young, but Cincinnati's horrible. They're not going to give him a lot to work with, despite him having a good year last year. And then Josh Jacobs, they're going to run him into the ground, and he won't be relevant in 2 years. And then as far as DJ Moore goes, that quarterback situation is just as shaky. I would rather have Mike Evans knowing what's going to happen with Bruce Arians there. So that's my reasoning.
Interesting.
Okay. I think DJ Moore is going to be amazing. He was amazing last year with super shaky quarterback play.
Well, why don't you just make out with him then?
I would. And I want a wide receiver, and I want the younger wide receiver, which is DJ Moore.
That's true. I love Jacobs. I think he's an awesome workhorse for a dynasty startup.
The problem is with taking a running back is, what, maybe 4 years left? You got to win now if you're taking a running back.
Okay. Isn't that right, Josh? Well, I mean, assuming he didn't give us a quarterback option, I'm assuming he's set at QB so that he can afford to
get, this sounds take a workhorse. Like an early second-round pick is what this sounds like.
Yeah,
late first, early second is what I'm thinking. Like Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson are off the board. You don't want to reach for anybody else. You're trying to cheer up some stuff.
All right. Any parting shots you boys would like to get in? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to hate on? You want to talk about how great your boys are, Eric, or anything?
They're not good. So, no, I don't want to talk about them.
All right.
Hey.
Well, John Elway traded a fourth-round pick for A.J. Bouye. So we're still in the process of making bad decisions up there in Denver, boys.
Are they going to draft another 6 foot, six plus quarterback this year? Is that what's going to happen?
No. They're keeping Drew Lock. Drew Lock is. Who's, they're not going to draft one this year.
Who's the freakishly tall QB in this draft? Not freakishly tall. He's like 6'6". Who's that QB in this draft? Is it Herbert? Is he 6'6"?
I don't think Herbert's that big.
He's not.
I don't know.
Is it Love?
From Utah?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. We got Drew Lock. I haven't even worried about
Johnny Elway likes him big. That's all I'm saying. Hey, so if there's a tall one, he's taking him.
Speaking of liking him, Kyler Murray's pushing to get CeeDee Lamb, his college wide receiver. He's pushing really hard for the Cardinals to draft him.
They don't need any more wide receivers. They need offensive linemen.
All I'm saying is he wants his guy. He wants the that won him the Heisman.
And if I'm the GM and the coach there, I'm going to sit him down and I'm going to say, Kyler, do you like running for your life like Deshaun Watson on every play? Would you like do that for the next five or 6 years?
He said, I was going to go play baseball, which is all just running for your life.
Right. If that's how you feel, if you like running for your life, we'll draft your college wide receiver. Especially if you want to sit in the pocket and throw the ball like Drew Brees does occasionally, then we'll get you some offensive linemen.
Nah, go get his wide receiver because you're eventually going to pay him.
Go get him another weapon that he doesn't have time to throw to. Great. It'll be perfect with no running game to speak of because Kenyon Drake probably won't be good over a full season with no offensive line. So
There's actually rumors of Kenyon Drake going to Detroit.
Oh, because your boy
Kerryon
Johnson can't cut it.
He can't stay healthy. Yeah.
Right.
Overhyped. That's factual. I'm not arguing.
Him and the juice. Overhyped and not good because they can't get on the field.
Hey, is Kenyon Drake going to have a hard time finding a job? Because I got a feeling he's not going to get signed till either after the draft with the running back class that we have coming in. He won't be one of those late signs because he wants a lot of money and there's a lot of running backs out there.
He wants $10 million a year, right?
My ideal landing spot for him would be Miami.
My ideal landing spot for him is back in Arizona. I mean, honestly, back in Arizona.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Now Houston should draft somebody good, but
yeah, Houston. Well, they can't. They don't have any draft picks. They traded them for Laremy Tunsil and
Bill trade O'Brien, some more baby. Future trade more future ones to move up in this draft and get a running back.
Yeah, let's just be like the Clippers. Go all in. Trade our future away for the next 10 years to try and win the next two. That's smart. Let's do that.
They probably will, though. Just saying. They looked real good. Kawhi Leonard, he shook one dude and then posterized another guy in the same play the other night. It was fantastic. No.
And they have the two best wing defenders in the league.
Facts.
Paul George Big and Kawhi facts. Leonard.
Yeah. Good luck, LeBron. Not getting through that, bud.
You don't think Giannis is going to?
Oh, I just watched Giannis playing him, and Giannis was on Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis at 3-point line, and Giannis is like, I'm just going to stay in the paint here and wait for LeBron to try to drive.
Yeah, Giannis, you don't need to worry about Anthony Davis shooting a three. You were fine.
His team wins by like 30 points a night, and Giannis only plays 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, that's because they're so good. Yeah, they're so good defensively that they, I mean, they score a ton of points anyway, but they're so good defensively they don't need to. Okay, so what?
And they play Detroit a bunch.
Yeah, whenever they played Miami, they got smacked. So that's why Shaq's hairline was all jacked up. And full circle. Boom.
You got to take a night off once in a while. Giannis isn't a machine. He feels like one, but he's
What about
not.
Them Rockets, boys? Nobody above 6'7 on the team.
It's the worst basketball to watch.
It's the most NBA 2K basketball you could ever watch. It's Russell so Westbrook playing in the center. Oh my god, it's so good.
Russell Westbrook is playing the five?
Yeah. He's not playing the five, but he like when they have a five guard him because he refuses to shoot a three. They have
because he knows
why.
PJ Tucker at center.
Russell Westbrook refuses to shoot a three?
They actually got him to quit shooting threes and just drive the ball.
Unbelievable. I mean, he's a terrible 3-point shooter and they should have stopped him a long time ago, but
good old Mike D'Antonio finally has the perfect people to run the system he wants to run,
mm-mm.
Which is just all playmakers, baby.
No, there's no way they won't, and they won't go. They might go to the second or third round again, but they won't. They won't make the finals out of the West.
They've been looking good. I'm just saying.
Doesn't matter.
That's right. LeBron's winning it all for Kobe this year. For Kobe.
Nope, not gonna happen.
That's what's going to happen. The NBA wants it to happen now.
Not unless LeBron starts playing defense again, which he won't. Because
he always serves himself for the offensive
side of the ball.
He always plays defense in the playoffs in the last 5 minutes.
He hasn't played defense in 10 years. What are you talking about?
What? He did when they were playing the Nuggets a couple weeks ago. Was it?
Oh, yeah, he D'd up Jamal Murray because he's like half his size.
No, who's the big center?
Jokic.
Jokic. He shut Jokic down for the last 6 minutes.
Well,
so he does.
For 6 minutes. For 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, he does it. He sticks on the easiest guy for most of the game. And then on the last game, he's like, okay, now I'll give you my effort.
And I'll give you this. LeBron's like 35, boys. Me and LeBron, we graduated high school the same year. I know how I'm moving up and downstairs. For him to play good defense against a 7-foot tall person for 6 minutes, that's a lot.
And he's got more miles on him than like anybody.
Other than Kareem, yeah, he does. Kareem had, I think, more minutes than him, or still has more minutes than him.
Yeah, but Kareem played like 10 more years than him, too.
Yeah, because Kareem was taking care of himself. He was doing yoga before anybody knew what yoga was.
Well, that and players
were also sitting in the paint and just shooting jump sky hooks.
Yeah, the most unblockable shot in the history of the game. Well, sure, it's 2 points ever.
Okay.
You need 2 points. If your life depends on 2 points, go get 72 Kareem
from the analytics. Time machine.
I'm taking Jordan.
Chef Curry's back, so there's that. All right.
Oh, for the surest 2 points. No, I'd take Kareem for the surest 2 points ever. No.
Steve Kerr. Spot up three in the corner.
If it was a three, I'd probably take Curry.
That's what I'm saying. No, not Curry.
If it was two points in the paint?
Steve Kerr.
Ray
Big
Allen.
Shot Bob, Robert Horry.
You could take, Big Shot Prop. Yeah.
There's Ray Allen.
Since we're talking about basketball,
Reggie Miller.
Out there on the sidelines coaching for Pop?
It's funny because he has a hairstyle that says he's cool, but then he still talks and acts like Tim Duncan, which means
I know,
he's,
but like I was like, he had a – like, yeah.
I love Tim Duncan. I think he's one of the best players ever, and he's super underrated. He never talked. He did get he freaked out about like the refs sometimes. He'd do the bug eye thing, which was annoying. But other than that, he had the consummate pro, awesome player, did whatever his team needed to do to win.
The NBA hated him because those are the worst finals ever because they were super slow and people didn't tune in to watch them because San Antonio had no fan base.
But that's the fundamental. He didn't play nationally. He won titles in like three different eras of basketball.
Yeah, five time.
Yeah. Five-time champion, but in like three or four different eras.
NBA hated it because they wanted like Celtics Lakers. They wanted that kind of stuff. They wanted Miami Lakers. They wanted games like that. They didn't want the Spurs, Mr. Fundamental. Like, it just didn't sell nationally. Like, when it
they
came
can't,
time to
they can't the hate big it that fundamental. Much. If they did, they would have shut down the WNBA a long time ago.
So. Oh my God, I've been trying to watch NBA and I'm just like, that's a travel. That's a flop.
It's NBA so or WNBA?
NBA. I'll watch WNBA all day. That's the most fundamental basketball ever.
Yeah. But if they didn't like that, they would shut it down. They would shut the WNBA down.
My 2K free throw was Candace Parker, baby, in 2K. That's my player's free throw.
Which is amazing because they had the next Tim Duncan and Kawhi Leonard and they botched it. I mean, the board man gets blocks. And that's his trash talk. That's Kawhi's because he's horrible.
New Balance.
He went with hospital shoes as
we
his
got
shoe
next.
Player.
We got next.
So what? As long as he didn't go with Fila, he's fine.
Oh, Fila would have been way better.
No, Shaq Fila destroyed Grant Hill's ankles. What are you talking about?
You remember Shaq went with Kmart? Remember that?
Did he? I remember he did those ads, but yeah.
Yeah, because his logo was him hanging on the rim like that. Mm-hmm. And you used to be able to get them in Kmart. They were Everlast. And yeah, they were like $20 a pair. They're horrible.
That's great.
All right. So, hey, we're going to shut this one down because we're going way off the rails here. And next time we'll come with a little bit more stuff for you, maybe some more questions, little answers. We'll be getting closer to draft day. Free agency will be open up. Rumor mill is going to be floating high and wide. But we're going to get more fantasy football. These off-season ones are just kind of crazy. Maybe we'll do a fantasy basketball one. I don't know. No, we're not. Yeah. Fantasy basketball.
I don't know enough about – I don't watch enough basketball to talk about that anymore.
Give me Ray Allen.
Single Eric Sam that Cassell. Watched everything is dead and gone. So.
You know all about Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, don't you, Brad, in fantasy basketball? All right, guys. Well, if you're ready, he made a horrible trade. Anyway, you ready?
Oh, if it was offered to me, you would accept it too.
100%. Thanks for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Josh, that's Brad and Eric. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EmptyWagonFF. Brad's going to be at Tack Jones on Twitter. Eric is going to be at GunsOfL19, and I'm at FF Josh Hughes. We love you. We'll see you next time. Have a good week.
Sign up at fsa.fr.com so you can get beat by yours truly.
All right, so that's fsa-fr.com. Links in the description.
Did I say something different?
Yeah, you said dot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's dash. Sorry.
Bye.
Go up.
Bye.